Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is time for our daily tech and business report. Today we are joined by Bloomberg News reporter Ed Ludlow. Of course, everyone is talking today, Ed, about Captain Kirk, the real-life William Shatner, who has finally made it to space at the age of 90, becoming the oldest person to rocket into space on board Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin today. Sounds like things went pretty well.
Yeah, they went to plan. You know, the delivery system that Blue Origin uses, the booster and the capsule that sits on top of it carrying the crew, lifts off, reaches an apogee or a maximum altitude of 62 miles above the Earth and descends back down to Earth fully autonomously. Inside the capsule, there's no controls, there's no buttons for them to press, levers for them to pull. It's all done by artificial intelligence and computer, so the crew can just enjoy the ride. And, you know, it was a big moment sending William Shatner up there, but there's no bones about it. This is a marketing exercise for Blue Origin, right? And Jeff Bezos has talked about how he wants to inspire humans everywhere to know that space is accessible. But a big part of the product that Blue Origin is offering is that it doesn't require heavy training. They just did 3 days of basic training. There's nothing you actually have to do during the trip. You just unbuckle your harness at the highest point, float around for a few minutes, and when you're instructed, get back in and come back down. And the fact that somebody who was such a key figure of science fiction in the 1960s can go up into space for real, well, it kind of captures the imagination.
Yeah, it was hard not to get caught up in the excitement of the whole thing. One of the things that really struck me today was watching that booster come back down to Earth and land so beautifully. That is some real technology right there.
It is, and without giving too much of a history lesson, because SpaceX, Elon Musk's company, has been so successful, people forget that Blue Origin, Jeff Bezos' company, actually did that first. They launched and successfully, autonomously landed a booster back on Earth first, but then they kind of fell behind. SpaceX really pulled ahead in engineering, and, you know, as part of my beat covering the space industry, I talk a lot to NASA officials, space investors, former astronauts. That's what's changed the game. It's changed the economics of space launch, being able to reuse the booster. The analogy the industry gives is, imagine if you went to SFO and you boarded a Boeing 777 and flew to Chicago, and at the other end, they simply threw the plane away. It just wouldn't make sense. So by reusing the booster, the rocket, it's changed the frequency that mankind can go into space, but also the cost of doing so as well.
So from a space tourism standpoint, there are a couple of models that are emerging. One is that you put a tourist up there real quickly, like we did today, Blue Origin did today with William Shatner, and then bring them back down really quickly. The other is you put them in orbit for a while. Which model do you think is going to take off, no pun intended?
It's hard to say. You know, there's different analysts that have put forecasts out there about this industry. UBS, the bank, forecasts that by 2030, this could be a $4 billion a year industry. But they base that analysis basically on what currently wealthy people pay for experiences like helicopter skiing or some of the other adventures that you can do here on Earth. You know, what we don't have any great visibility into is what the demand really is like for Blue Origin's product. There were four crew members in the mission today, right? And only two of them were paying customers. William Shatner and another Blue Origin executive flew for free. And we don't know what the cost was per seat in terms of the cost of launch. So there's a lot of way to go before this is kind of a fully fledged industry. The only other example we have to follow is SpaceX. And as you know, SpaceX put four civilians into orbit, genuine orbit, much further than Blue Origin went, around 320 miles above Earth for 3 days. And you know, the estimate is that that launch cost around $200 million for the entire experience, which gives you a sense of the numbers we're talking. And SpaceX says that it's backlogged. It says it has a greater list of willing paying customers than it can possibly service in the near term. But it, again, this seems very much a rich man's sport, and it's driven, as you know, by two big billionaires.
So you're saying don't expect prices to come down anytime soon?
No, not anytime soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.